And finally, this evening, the president of the Pontifical Council for Catholic Education, Cardinal Zenon Grocoleschi, today presented a document entitled Educating Together in Catholic Schools, a Shared Mission Between Consecrated Persons and the Lay Faithful. Charles Collins reports.
Presenting the document Tuesday, Cardinal Grocoleschi underlined that in a world where cultural challenge is the first, the most provocative, and the most effect-bearing, the Catholic school is well aware of its commitments and importance.
Questo documento è stato approvato dal Santo Padre.
It is the third in a series of documents examining the challenges facing Catholic education in schools around the world. While the previous two documents dealt with the identity and mission of Catholic education, essentially this document focuses on the professional, theological, and spiritual formation of teachers in Catholic schools. It says poor quality teaching undermines the effectiveness of student formation. At the same time, the document points out that the transmission of the Christian message through teaching implies knowledge of the faith and of the principles of spiritual life. Therefore, both consecrated and lay educators of the Catholic schools need to follow an opportune formational theological itinerary.
I laici, pure essi chiamati all'apostolato.
It also emphasizes the special role of lay educators, which it says is derived precisely from their secular nature that makes them especially able to grasp the signs of the times and help distinguish more precisely the evangelical values and the opposite values that these signs contain. Cardinal Grocoleschi concluded, "The Catholic school can contribute considerably to illuminating the minds of many, so that there will arise a generation of new persons, the molders of a new humanity." I'm Charles Collins.